We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Defensive line coach Jordan Leslie discusses Eastern Kentucky. That's coming up right after this.
While we anxiously await the return of Mountaineer sports, there are other athletes like you trying to stay in the game. Hi, it's Tony Caridi. Whether you suit up for WVU or just play for fun, don't let an injury keep you on the bench. The state's best athletes rely on world-class care from the same WVU Medicine Orthopedics team of experts that help you with sprains, broken bones, or anything life throws at you. It is a great day to be a Mountaineer with WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE to schedule your appointment today.
So, Jordan, you felt pretty good after two spring practices, but obviously that quickly went away. So your thoughts just right now. I mean, have you sort of regrasped defensively what you want? Where are you as you head into game one?
I think for me, you know, I look at this group and where it's unfortunate what happened with COVID and this reality we're living in is, but with having Coach Adai, myself, three new coaches, it's kind of given me the opportunity to go back to the ground level of this defense, to get guys up to speed, which has really helped me. It's really kind of helped me know what we need to do to fit some of the personnel that we have, and so it's been. In that light, it's been really good. I think it's a group I'm excited about. I'm excited to watch Saturday in a live situation outside of our own football team, see what guys are ready to do. I know everybody likes to focus on the front, but we've got some really good young talent, I think, and some guys that are in the second year of being in this defensive system that I'm excited to watch play on Saturday.
Just real quickly, how the mechanics of how you and Jamal are going to work on Saturday, how's that going to go between you with the fronts and him in the back end? And then the second question, where is Messidor in terms of a young guy that you've had to deal with? He seems like he's a guy that has a really bright future for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, the mechanics are really worked out during the week. We're on the same page on what fits together and what we need to be in and package wise fronts that go with certain coverages. And so it's really just an open line of communication between both of us, and to what we want to do, in that series, that play. And we know we have to do that, but most of that is worked out during the week. It's like, hey, this is, you know, what I like, and it goes with this, and all right, let's roll with it, and let's go. So, I mean, that's been really good. We worked together really well. Akeem Mesidor is a young man that I know you guys that have seen some practice clips. He stands out for his age, and has got a ton to learn. But he'll be a guy that has got an extremely bright future, I think. And he doesn't mind working, and he's a lot of fun to coach. And he'll be exciting to watch over the next few years, and hopefully this year. But I mean, there's a lot he's got to learn. There's a lot he's got to improve on from fall camp into the first couple of games. It'll be different for him. I mean, every college game to a true freshman is. And so they feel comfortable at practice, and then, you know, when it gets to actual live reps, it'll change, and he'll have to adjust again, which I know he will.
Hey, Jordan, I just had two questions. One, when you have a guy like Darius who's getting all these preseason accolades, do you approach the start of the season any differently? Obviously, we've talked to him, and we know he's a pretty humble guy, but is there anything you have to do differently coaching him? And then with Van Darius, obviously you only had him for two games last year. What do you think he can do in a full-time capacity this year?
The answer with Darius is no. Darius has been really humble with all the accolades, but continues to ask questions in meetings and ask questions in practice, and studies himself, studies his craft a lot, you know, really a lot better than he did last year. And he's grown up a lot. But how I approach him, other than just trying to dig into fundamentally what he needs to improve on to get him to where he wants to go, I haven't approached that any different than I did. What was the other question? What was the second part of that question?
It was just with Van Darius. You only had him for two games last year. What can he do this year, you think?
I think he can do a lot. I think we can use him in a lot of different ways. And I think he has improved a lot. He's worked extremely hard coming off his injury. And for his sake, I hope he's ready to go, and I know he wants to, and he's worked hard for that. And there's a lot of things that Van Darius can do, and we just got to get him in position to do them. So he's done a good job up to this point.
Wondering how much you move your defensive linemen around, especially Dante and Darius. I mean, are they locked into one position, or could you see them, you know, Dante playing a little DN, Darius playing some D tackle? How much of that do you envision?
Well, I go back when we started doing this last year and talking with you guys is how we wanted to recruit guys that could do multiple things. And we got lucky with Darius and Dante the guys that were already here that can do those. I think it'll depend on week to week. Athletically, they can. I mean, physically, they can. They can play a number of positions in a bunch of different scenarios. And if it fits what we need to do that week, that's something that we'll look into. But those guys, with their athleticism, you know, you guys see it every week what they can do, and so we can use them a bunch of different ways.
One more from me. Looks to me like athleticism, aggressiveness, all those things, you've got the box checked with the guys up front. Is there a concern about facing some of the teams with bigger personnel packages and teams that want to pound a little bit? You feel like you're okay there with the guys you got up there?
Yeah, I think we make it work. I think when you look at athleticism and speed, if you have that, you probably have power also. And so that's the one thing that I look at more than anything in recruiting is power. Not necessarily weight, height, length is something that I think everybody looks for. But if you're an athletic guy, even if you're not, you don't have to be fast to be powerful. And you just have to, there's certain things in the recruiting process you evaluate that let you know that a guy can explode out of his stance and threw a block. And so I put more weight into that than I do straight up speed or size. Coach told me a long time ago, you can't hit what you can't catch. So,
Coach, way back in the start of the fall, Coach Brown mentioned the importance of safeties and pass coverage, and that was an area that really wanted to improve to kind of, you know, tie the corners and the pass rush together. What has the progress been like that over the fall? Are you getting closer to where you want to be there with some of those second-level defenders?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we've got to be able to get both parts of that in the right positions, whether it's something that we're doing to a certain protection, or maybe it's not anything that we need to do and we just need to let a guy go. We're also asking your next level guys not to do things that they may not necessarily have success at doing. So that's all part of figuring out as you go in fall camp, and you evaluate every day what a guy can and can't do and how that fits into your system, what you want to do. And we talk about those things on a not even a daily basis, just from drill to drill, you know, against our offense of, you know, with me and Coach Adai, like, what do you think here? What do you like here? What can this guy do? What do you like this package? And so it's starting to come together.
Hey, Jordan, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. A little bit more on the defensive line. Darius, Dante, they did move around a little bit, but Neil said very early on you could be multiple. If you're an odd front, I don't know what else could be multiple apart from being an even front. And you did that a little bit last year when you had enough bodies. Not having ties, I don't know if that prevents you from that, but do you think that being even in the right situation, or maybe using a bandit that way, is that potentially something that you guys have or could grow into?
Yeah, I think Van Darius definitely gives us that. And so we'll do a little bit of that. And some of those younger guys can bump out and play, some five technique. You know, Dante can, and asking Dante to do what a bandit normally does is probably a little much, but that's more of a traditional four down front if we did that, but we can do a little bit of both.
And that was defensive line coach Jordan Leslie. Thanks for listening.